Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots. Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on? Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm unmuted. For your pleasure. And mine. Hey, everybody. It's another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. Yeah, thanks for joining me. It's early on here. I'm a little disoriented. Bear with me. I'm going to get locked in here in a second. And I'd like to say thank you to the early chit-chatters. Anon Sicko, Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Mary Mad, Shag Me, Wendigo, Artie's World, and plenty of guest listeners. Oh, good times, everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, good times last night on the show. I had just an action-packed show. My guest last night was Lilith Von something or other, a.k.a. X-25 Princess. Shouts out to her for hanging out all night and dealing with all the riffraff. Oh, man. Try to hold it together tonight. I had something like 15 callers live, all unmuted at once at one point last night. Awesome. And everybody was well behaved. It wasn't a bunch of audio spaghetti. It's pretty awesome. Oh man, what a day. Another beautiful day in the Bay. Three straight days of sunny skies here in San Francisco. Very, very, very grateful for that. Oh man. I think I'm in love, people. Either that or I have a serious crush. In real life crush. On a particular barista. I don't know, if you follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. This cafe I go to has got to have pound for pound the hottest or the most attractive barista staff on the planet, or at least in the city. That's where I pick my coffee shops in the Bay Area based on the amount of attractive individuals working behind the counter. I need some eye candy when I'm surfing the web and consuming caffeinated beverages. Anywho, I'm not going to get into more detail right now. I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. We got some folks still filing into the chat room. I can't take questions on the air or on Twitter or in the chat room. Hit me up. It's open lines. It's Thursday. Thursday night swag. It's time to get your swag on, people. And I do have some topics I want to get to. If you want to, if you're interested in chiming in about some of these topics, great. If not, there's something else on your mind, by all means, take it away. But I would, at some juncture, like to touch on some of these topics that I have listed here in my little show description. Time to get your swag on, America. While Wall Street protests continue to rage on, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 300 points today to add to its biggest two-day decline since December of 2008. This is amid investors' concern that policymakers are running out of tools to avoid another global economic recession. In other words, translation, the global economic depression moves onward. Meanwhile, in Arizona and California, the FBI arrested more suspected members of the hacker groups Anonymous and LulzSec. I can't say that word, LulzSec. In connection with a cyber attack earlier this year against the computer systems of Sony Pictures and the city of Santa Cruz and Santa Cruz County. One alleged member arrested is rumored to be the infamous Commander X. Also in other news, Einstein's theory of relativity was debunked today in Switzerland. That's right. Scientists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, C-E-R-N, the world's largest physics lab, they said they have clocked neutrons traveling, or not even neutrons, they're neutrons, neutrinos, I can't even read, traveling faster than light. Okay, they found some sort of neutrons that they recorded moving faster than the speed of light. So E equals MC squared was debunked today. What else was happening? Okay, so, and like I said, the protests are raging on down there in lower Manhattan. The Operation Occupy Wall Street continues. I tuned into some of the live stream this evening, and it looked like the Operation Wall Street protesters teamed up with the Troy Davis protesters and formed a unified front. And they got pretty vocal and did some amazing demonstrations, chanting and parading up and down the streets there in lower Manhattan. So there you go. We had a couple of guests on last night that were recharging their batteries and heading back down to the front lines. And hopefully, it was Ken and Joanne were with us last night. I just followed Joanne on Twitter. She says she's heading back down there. So hopefully at some point we'll be able to check in with those folks, shaking things up down there in lower Manhattan. Shouts out to them. So yeah, so the Troy Davis contingent, all the anti-capital punishment contingent teamed up with the anti-Wall Street protesters, and now they've got a unified front of demonstrations going on live. And it looks like it's rejuvenated the already existing movement. It's kind of like you have the sort of the baseline members who are like the hardcore that started and they're kind of like championing through, and then throughout you gets injected with new blood, and it looks like almost on a daily basis this Occupy Wall Street is getting some sort of new injection of solidarity from some groups. So good for them. Good for them. I'm Vincent DeBay, and we could talk about that stuff or whatever else is on your mind. So long as you call 347-826-7667, and I'm going to go to the lines now. I have a blocked number on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yay, it's me, Mario.
Mario?
What's up?
Now, who is it?
Shagmi.
Oh. I actually liked you better as Mario. Could you just talk like that?
No, I was talking to Omar.
You actually, for a second there, I used to get this caller, this troll used to call in as Liza. It was supposed to be Liza Minnelli, but it sounded kind of like that voice you just did. And she'd always call in and go, "Hey, it's Liza." Balls to you. Balls to you. She used to always call me that squeaky little voice. I can't even mimic the voice, but she'd always say, "Balls to you, Vince." And I should get a soundboard me to that. So what's up, Shagmi? What's on your mind tonight, bro? What do you want to talk about?
The whole allegations of Commander X being picked up, as well as I've been talking to Omar Santos. Actually, 2 minutes.
Oh, you and Omar, what's going? I haven't heard the latest. You guys have been going at it. What's up with that?
Oh, nothing. It's just he made a comment about the article from CNET on the allegations of Commander X and Recrusive, who I've never heard of in my life, being caught with the involvement with LulzSec, so on and so forth. And I made a comment towards him saying it's interesting how they were caught, or Recrusive was caught, because he had, believe it or not, a virtual private network, a VPN, and he signed up a nickname for it, which was his handle that he used to talk about incriminating stuff. And I found that kind of funny that he would do something like that. So I made a comment saying, oh, well, we should learn from his mistakes. He says, it's interesting, and then he gave me a little winky face. So
I think Omar has a crush on you, bro. I think he's got a little man crush on you.
He probably enjoys my intelligence and my good looks. I wouldn't doubt it for 1 second.
Yeah, dude. So are you bummed that if they really got Commander X, are you bummed? What's up?
I don't know. I've been reading. Commander X was really homeless. I don't know if that's really him or it's some kind of a decoy.
Yeah, and when they do these things, they always release like a couple of names at the same time, and they never give you exact numbers. It's always clouded because at first they report, oh, two people were taken for were arrested for allegedly being an anonymous, and then all of a sudden it becomes three, and then it becomes no, it was really two, but it's just like, well, it was three, but one has already been indicted. One of the people that that was. Virtually van today. I doubt they probably just served him some paperwork. Was our friend Toxic Josh, one of the people that was indicted in the PayPal deal? He's been indicted again in this thing. I'll find the exact article and read it here in a second. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if over the next year or two, you're going to see a lot of stuff like this. A lot of names come up multiple times because I think during that, and this is just stuff still going back to that December time period of 2010. Like this the people that were taken down today, I don't think any of it was for anything recently at all. It's all for stuff dating back to last year.
Well,
so the stuff that's, so anything that's really like transpired in the in 2011, we're not going to start hearing about until probably 2012.
I mean,
it starts off in January with Topiary, his trials in January. And he has to submit, I think he has till January to submit a plea. I don't know how their justice system works. I don't know if what that's all about, but, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how these trials unfold now that they're in various stages of you know, November 1st is when the original 14 in the PayPal, operation payback deal, those people go back to court on November 1st. So that'll be interesting to see where that goes. But the other thing is that you have all these other cases that are popping up with people that are involved across multiple indictments.
Yeah, they're going to keep picking things up. They're going to put things together. The indictment's got to connect. You know, everything's got to connect it for it to be really considered in court. And the indictments on Reclusive, yeah. Oh, wait, this is the one for Commander X. I haven't seen this one.
Yeah, I've seen them. I saw them both today.
No, this is the one I haven't seen yet.
347-826-7667 is the number. I got a caller here from a blocked number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Is this the bleeding heart fuck all or whatever?
This is the bleeding heart new old fag show. I'm your host.
I'm still Vernon not over it.
Bun Skillet. What's up, bro? Op No Pro in the building, everybody. Op No Pro in the house. Op No Pro, welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight, brother?
On my mind is everything about Commander.
Yeah,
that's what's on my mind, Vince.
Yeah. What about Commander? What about Commander? Tell us.
I'm only going to talk about things that will not hurt anybody's cases whatsoever.
Perfect.
Rest assured, it is Commander X, 100% unequivocal. It is. As far as homeless, as long as I've known X, which goes way before fucking anonymous, back to 86, Vince, that's a long time. He has recently, the last 7 years or so, always enjoyed the situation of being on the street if necessary. I'm not saying he enjoys the street, but being on the street if necessary. And he's quite good at it.
Sounds to me like that's code for couch surfing. That sounds like code for couch surfing. He's a couch surfer, dude. That's cool. He doesn't have a house. Like pretty much anybody... in his, 50% of the people in his age bracket are essentially homeless. Like, think of all the people all across the nation that thought that they were homeowners and got trolled hard by the fucking the real estate industry. So
Vince,
yeah, I'm not surprised he's homeless.
Vince,
that doesn't mean anything to me. What's that?
Vince, please. What I'd like to do is I'd like to talk tonight, if you don't mind. Because
by all means, please, everybody, Op No Pro, go ahead.
I mean, really, if you don't mind, I'm serious, because the things that you say in jest or trying to pretend that you know this situation, you do not know X, and I am very concerned that now that he's around and people are looking at the character for the first time, the real X is coming out. Give it a break, man, and just rest, because I'm really upset that at one level, one of our finest is caught, and at another level, X is insane, but it doesn't mean that I don't love him to death. And your show has taken on quite a value, and a lot of people listen to it, and it's taken seriously, and so it's not all about joking. X could have a house anytime he wants. X could live in any country anytime he wants. It has nothing to do with it. This is not your regular homeless person. I will, Anno Sicko. I am calm. We're talking about a really critical aspect to Anonymous, okay? And that's something we can't fuck around with. It's not like, you know, let's talk about Opsopiary and shit, which is offensive to Topiary's case and what he has to go through in life. And you've got a lot of people that really listen to the show, and you can't fuck around, especially when it comes to X, because people are finally going to hear the real story. And all of the myth, including the action figure that, you know, he jokes about a lot. You know, there's a Commander X action figure. He loves it to death, but he knows that X's philosophy, and unless you know the guy and have worked with him, you can't get into it. You have no right to talk about it because it's all conjecture. And X's philosophy is, just, you know, not necessarily quite radical, and he's not crazy. He is quite a gentleman at heart. But he's caught up in a tsunami, one that he has on to both those that are paying a lot of attention to him for good reasons, those that want to compete, certain things that he's doing, radical, revolutionary, whatever. I can assure you that the statements that he makes are 100% accurate to himself. So it's time to demystify this entire myth of Commander X, and understand that it's a gracious guy who's working really hard. When X comes out and people get arrested and he says, leave my kids alone, he means it. When he talks about you can't just rape, pillage, and burn Topiary, and I joke around all the time because I see them come to court with their mothers. I'm the one that put out the posters with pacifiers around their neck, you know, for their bling. You know, I'm the one that talks about their moms are the ones that are saving them, because a lot of people in Anonymous have their heads up their ass, Vince, and I think they have big dicks because they're using anonymity. They think they have anonymity. I keep saying if they want you, they will get you. People will listen in time because it's not just about X. It's about everything that's going on right now. If they want you, they will get you in time. There is no crime that will outlast those that want to bust you. That's the way it is. So if you're not ready to go down, don't get involved. Flaming liberal my ass. You have no idea. And X is very well known in certain movements far beyond Anonymous, far beyond the PLF. I worked in Libya, Vince, with Mo, greatest guy I'd ever met in my life. Mo is up for the CNN broadcaster of the year. We put the eight cameras into the eight cities in Libya and broadcast. Al Jazeera setup was the online 24-hour network, the only real network that existed during Libya. A bunch of doctors and nurses had originally put it together, and I got involved early, and it was wonderful. Mo was killed the night before the no-fly zone vote had been approved. It was earth-shattering for all of us working in that operation. You really haven't lived in an operation with Anonymous until somebody gets killed that's on the op level. Amazing. And Mo was not Anonymous, but Anonymous was working in Libya with a lot of the other people. And when Mo was killed, memorial was set up. And I ran into X at the memorial because he had put the memorial together with the PLF. And it was their group that works in association with Anonymous often to create that semblance of love and respect for Mo, and to put the whole memorial together on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere, the website, everything. And it was shocking to all of us. I mean, we're still reeling from it. And so X came forward. And he pushed really hard for the PLF to come in and make sure that Mo got the respect that was due. Great guy. And these are the things that the people don't know about X. X is the one that pushed us to set up Op Orlando, that pushed us to feed the homeless down there. And X was very upset, just as I was. And we did Orlando together, the good stuff, the peaceful protests, the getting the people the food, and getting others the awareness of knowing that brothers and sisters, which we always take flack over, gee, X is a revolutionary, he calls them brothers and sisters, Sabu's a revolutionary. Fuck that shit. Brothers and sisters is out of mutual respect for humanity. It's got nothing to do with revolutionary talk. And so the thing is working really well in Orlando. We finally move it to City Hall. We get Buddy, the mayor, to, you know, start allowing us to serve food on the steps of City Hall. You know, and we said, wow, you stop arresting people, we'll stop the op. Similar to BART, stop killing people, we'll stop. You stop disrespecting our rights, we'll stop. And so we start feeding everybody, and we have an epic win. But some yahoo decides to put a mask out on Buddy's address post at his house and says, expect us, the same day that a guy puts out a bomb scare, real smart, in the name of Anonymous, which we never know what's going on. So that is another thing that came forward and started separating the operation. Vince, you there?
I'm listening, yes.
Thank you, sir. I just want to make sure you're not trolling and putting me – I'm in the green room just talking to myself, you know, because I can hear, talk to myself anytime.
No, you and I are both in the green room. I decided to hand the show over to Crappy Airbags and Shag Me, and you and I are just – the kids, they're not ready for this. Well, I'm just listening. Don't worry.
I'm glad I asked you. Are we really on the air, or are we doing this ourselves?
I'm trolling. Now I'm trolling you. I'm kidding. We've been on air the whole time, dude. I shouldn't talk.
Fuck,
you told me not to talk. You told
fuck,
me not to talk, so I'm just listening,
you've
right?
You've been great. You've been great. I appreciate it because it's respect that's going on right now. You know, it's not about ownership of the show. This is a heavy night. You know, I mean, Troy Davis gets assassinated the other day, and today we have to deal with X going down. It's serious shit. It is an incredibly heavy week. It's like the Beatles. And who said that? Jesus Christ, people never understood what they were saying, but God damn it, more people know the Beatles than know Jesus. I know what they were saying. So this week is the week that people are waking up that there is an internal revolution, a revolution that is about principle and change, which is great. Now people start feeling it, because until you're pissed off, you can't revolt. Until you are ready to lose everything you have, you can't revolt. And until you're revolted, there is no revolution. And that's what they're feeling. People are starting to become jaded. I get to put, you know, America, fuck you as my song every morning instead of the last dictator's speech. And it's cool because yesterday and the day before, I've been sending it to the White House about every 3 hours. And then I turned in my White House papers and stuff and said, keep it. I'm not visiting you anymore. You know, I wasn't kidding you on the air. I really did that if you watched the Twitters and sent a letter to the National Eagle Scout Association saying, fuck you. I don't care if I'm the youngest Eagle Scout in America. Bite my dick. You are
and
the
on
state.
That, And using that as a transition, biting dicks, let's bring on Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags, you have something you want to contribute here?
Hey, Crap.
Hey, what's up, OpNoPro? I decided I'm going to turn in my...
get the shit clear on the sealed document and stuff, because it got all confused because Crappy Tires was in the middle of it.
Did I say tires? I always fuck that up. I meant Crappy Airbags is here. That's Crappy Airbags.
I know. And he and I were having a problem because Tires was in the middle of shit, and then he bows out. He runs with his dick between his legs, going, "Oh, I'm too young for this. I'm a journalist. I shouldn't be going through this pain."
Oh, he's
bullshit.
Been doing. He's been a journalist since he was 12, by the way. So he's
everybody's a journalist.
Yeah. He's 15. Three years.
No, I decided I'm going to turn in my badge. I'm no longer going to work for law enforcement.
That's what I heard. Is that what the LOI stood for or some shit? What was that?
Leo is law enforcement officer.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the way the sealed documents work that you're getting screwed up on is that the document was sealed originally. Okay, and that's the one that you had?
I figured it out.
Then it was unsealed for the order and the warrant and summons that you saw at the bottom. that unsealed the document, and when the case went in for the hearing, it's an unsealed document that they presented. You got a hold of it after the presentation in court today. You follow?
Yes, sir. I understand that now. I followed up with somebody.
That's what I was trying to explain to you, but I didn't want to do it just sitting on Twitter and having conversations about how sealed documents work. It's just, and you talking about, well, I dropped a sealed document. I mean, we don't want to say that on Twitter. That's stupid. We want to say it on Vince's show so that he goes to prison for 50 years, and then we can send him soap bars. That's what's cool about the show. See, this is a big conspiracy. I love this show. So, Vince, you're listening? That's payback for calling me a bleeding heart liberal. And so that's what it's about, Crappy. That's how that shit works out. And
yeah, I actually put two and two together and figured it was sealed until they actually executed the warrant or the summons.
Exactly. The date was the 21st on the sealed document. That should have been your first thing. Today's the 22nd.
I'm only a wannabe lawyer, Opno Pro. I'm not a real one.
Well, that's what I was saying. You guys got to stop. Well, I'm not a lawyer. I mean, I'm a negotiator for 42 years. Not a lawyer, but I teach lawyers, you know, certain things in intellectual property law. And so that's what it is. You know, 21st was yesterday. This morning was the shit. Now, this recursive, let's call him recursive. Cody is a piece of shit. Cody, I hope you're listening to the show because you've been a dick the whole time. And you have abused your privileges. And, you know, for him to get busted.
What the hell, Cody? What are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about?
He's the other guy named on the warrant besides Commander X.
Yeah, it's recursive. Cody. That's who got busted.
Oh,
okay?
the kid in Arizona.
Yeah. The one that's going to suck it really hard. Because I've been warning everybody, I'm not DARPA. I represent DARPA. I'm not DARPA ghost. And so the thing with him is, you know, he's running stuff. He's doing some pretty heavy shit as far as sacking locations. And can they get you even if you're behind a VPN? Rest assured, it can be done. And I keep warning everybody, it's only a level of what you're doing. It's whether you got the scope up your ass or not. But don't think for a second that if you are taking down rockets going into outer space and blowing up NASA that you're not going to be found. You will be found. You are not better than the best that they've gone against.
Well, he was using Hide My Ass, which is a U.S.-based company which can get served a subpoena in a fucking heartbeat.
Well, a lot of U.S. companies can, although they don't necessarily have the data. Okay, J. Bob has done a good job running for 7.5 years now, and he owns Hide My IP. Although Hide My IP is a roulette. It's what all the old school uses. It's what I use. So mine's spinning 10, 20 IPs every minute? Good Lord. But I stay where I am anyway, so it's no big deal, but I still spin it. And the beautiful part about a roulette is you can pick an IP address. So I will take an enemy and put his IP on and go and hit the Pentagon. What the fuck? And just sit there and look at their brochures that are public. But they still log the public visits. That's how they put it all together. So the shit that he was doing, now we're at some big levels. See, now we got the SS involved. Now this is the second arrest that the Secret Service is involved in. But the Secret Service, higher up than the FBI, you're talking about 140 locations that they can nail your ass in all over the world. This is the Treasury Department in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security. And everybody keeps thinking DHS is only in America. You got to have your head up your ass to think that. I mean, the scope is so much larger and everybody's, wow, you know, anonymous. Hey, we're going to get away with it. Fuck you, FBI, you know, and laughing at them in the and channel. I mean, do you feel comfortable with that, Crappy? When they're just saying, hey, screw you, FBI, you'll never find me, and it's just a 12-year-old?
No, I tell people all the time fucking not to do what they do.
That's right. But
because I know if you have to ask me what trace route means, it means you shouldn't be running Backtrack 5 tools.
That's right. So, or, you know, who is any different than... So, you know, there are some kids that really have great skills. There are some adults that have great skills that are part of any organization. Forget just Anonymous. So the thing of everybody thinking they're going to get away with it, you know, cervix or whatever his name is, recursive, that's going to go on. That kid was out of control, and he treated everybody like an asshole, and I hope he's listening, because he got what he deserved. So did the little fuck that pretended that he had back breath and said he was Sabu. Wasn't that cool today? I mean, I sent him a Twitter and said, you stupid shit. How do you like being Sabu? Now you get to take all the bust that Sabu did. No, recursive was not command, okay? CMD is not. Those are different people, guys. So, recursive is toxic. Right, Vince? Isn't that the heads up you were
giving? Well, I thought recursive was Cody.
Cody, but he has a toxic certainly isn't command, but toxic is in there. Toxic got busted.
Toxic is in with Commander F.
Not Andy.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
that, but he. Yeah, I understand. So, that guy gets hit. He goes down for being an asshole. Ref Ref doesn't exist, and he's not Sabu. But now he can take the heat for both of them. So screw off, asshole. Wherever you are. Because he was on your show last, Vince. You have all of the conspiratorial people. It's cool. All of them are here. Doesn't that concern you, Vince? Have you talked to your lawyer recently? So, anyway.
Yeah, I talk to my lawyer every day, dude. It's I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know. You do. You're an intelligent man. And we do have responsibility.
I disavow any knowledge of this. This is all. I'm just going surely off what I'm seeing on the HuffingtonPost.com, where they say that one Christopher something or other of Mountain View, Colorado, Mountain View, California, and Joshua Covelli of Fairborn, Ohio.
Vince, it's a good show because people that are going to get arrested talk here. It's a good show because people that have been arrested talk here. And it's a good show because we have it as a venue, as something that we can trust, that if they come to your house and say, how'd that fucker dial in? Did he ever leave a number with you? You're the guy that says, I'm sorry, but I'm a radio broadcaster and journalist, and I have certain rights.
Hang on a second. Do you think they even have to go to that trouble? They don't even have to come to me. They can just go to Blog Talk Radio and get that. Are you shitting me, dude?
Talk.
They would go to Blog Talk before they'd come to me. It'd be much easier. They'd be more probably way more compliant.
You are part and parcel, Vance. Please. I'm not saying that you're the sole captor of the data. I'm saying that this is all about conspiracy right now, everywhere. Everything that's happening.
I understand what you're getting at.
I'm not going to go there anymore,
This is a radio broadcast. This is journalism. I'm a journalist. I'm part of the press here. I don't know if you're – I know it seems kind of like gonzo journalism at time, but I'm just reporting the facts here and providing commentary more or less. It is what it is, dude.
There's no conspiracy here.
I know we like to pretend there is sometimes, and I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun playing with the mystique or whatever. But dude, there's no conspiracy going on here, dude. This is just running commentary, bro. This is the peanut gallery.
Vince, I'm not saying that there is. That whether there is or isn't has nothing to do with people are accused of. Okay, we've learned that in Anonymous in a heartbeat. So when Anonymous says there's no conspiracy and yet they have to address conspiratorial accusations. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm just saying it's something that we should all consider as we're sitting here being part of a really fun show. I'm not saying that you're a conspiracy, Vince. I'm saying that people outside. And isn't it interesting how we're always held at Anonymous for specific things and have to address – no, this isn't about the Huffington Post doing shit. It's about real people calling in and really enjoying the show. It's a great show. You think I'm sitting here hassling you? Come on. This is a time when we all have to level for once because a guy that has been a myth forever just got busted. X is real, and he's done some incredible things for Anonymous. So, fuck you, Halcyon. Come here. Shagney, are you still here? just crappy. Why don't you take it?
I don't have anything else to say. I'm just a fucking watcher, dude. I don't fucking do anything. I just watch. I'm a nobody.
We're all nobody.
I look at sexy fox pictures like Vince does, and I have the same complaint he raised, which was we got to separate the guys out of those pictures because it's a real downer when you hit one. That's all. That's why I get on the show and talk, because we've got to change that. Got to change.
Change what?
We can't have guys in the middle of a sexy fox.
So, yeah,
page.
There's got to be a separate page for
separate
dudes.
Page.
For penises on the sexy fox. Yeah,
so we just went
fox.
From being super fucking serious to talking about the sexy fox page.
I'm officially a sexy fox. Oh yeah.
Yeah, even the serious part.
Is that your cock that I saw on there? You sick bastard, dude.
That was crappy airbags.
No, I was talking about Shag Me. That's Shag Me. We got Shag Me, Op No Pro, and Crappy Airbags on the line right now.
Yeah.
I'm the 12-year-old.
I'm the cop.
Oh, and I'm the Fed, apparently. Everybody in the chat room is
officially
a Fed now. I told you folks, this is a show by criminals, about criminals, and for criminals. I'm not kidding you. Why would I lie about that? Come on.
That's right.
Fun-loving criminals.
Yes, absolutely.
Like sex, that we love to fornicate. And we just sit around all day and vamp about the news until some hot chicks come along and start moaning for us. Let's see who this is. Anon Sicko is with us now. Anon Sicko, what's up, bro?
Not much. I don't really have much to say. I just figured I'd call in to talk about the sexy foxes.
Oh, yeah. What's your take?
No, I think we need to get on Jacko's ass and make him separate that shit.
Jackal is
Jackal's in control of that site?
Jackal's in control.
Jackal has
sexy
a lot
fox.
Of influence in the Sexy Fox Tumblr account. Let's just put it that way. Jackal's laughing at all of us right now. I think
I am not going to answer any shit anymore for
him. I think he likes the fact that he inserts the penis material liberally amongst the booby shots.
He likes my cock.
Hey, Op No Pro, do you see the television show that they're going to show on the 27th?
I saw the tag September 27th, but I don't get it. What is it?
Well, the Shari's on. They show Shari in one of the bits. Yeah, it's Shari's TV debut. Just want to get your opinion on that.
Bits? Shari's in what? He's on TV for what?
He's gonna be. They show him in the trailer.
He's on Cops.
No, he's not on Cops. Who the fuck said that? Is that Jackal or fucking Shag Me? Who is that?
No, Jackal's sleeping. Yeah, Jackal's not here.
Shari's not vanned.
Justy,
I don't know.
Colbert drew a spot on Occupy Wall Street?
He just kind of made fun of it. It wasn't any sort of expose.
I don't know who Shari is.
Well, Colbert does.
You don't know who Tawangs is?
Yeah, I've seen that, Nick. Around.
Yeah.
Persons.
He's a little skitty who's got a big club in his hand. But he's a good guy.
Are these Op Wall Street people, or are they just people in general?
He's a crazy
No, they're just, it's like a show about Anonymous. No, you want me to paste the link to the trailer?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take
right,
it.
It'll take
or
me a couple seconds to find
it.
It's in my Twitter stream. It already is.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to find it.
Or you need to stop off team.
Yeah.
First.
It's probably, then I've got it. It's just I was sending out, you know, I'm Commander X stuff all afternoon. So I haven't read anything yet.
We all are Commander X.
That's right, and that's what we have to
I
do.
I am Commander
people,
X.
When people,
no,
when people are getting banned, it's really important that people start coming forward.
Hey, Commander X.
Done yesterday, and just start tweeting the fuck out of it, because when they go to Google, we're in the middle of all of that data, and that's what everybody has wanted, but they're not doing it. Now you have a chance to do it. Say that you're Commander X, and all of a sudden they've got, you know, 8,998 people plus all the rest from Op Wall Street, Op Bard, Op Fullerton, and everywhere else.
Why couldn't it be over 9,000?
It's over 9,000!
Yeah, it's over 9. I'm saying it's 89.98 plus all the new ones. So, I mean, it's probably 9, over 11,000.
There's no way that can be right!
Do you know where the 9,000 came from, guys? Do you, I mean, do you even know what that happened?
Who knows?
Huh?
I said, who knows? I have
it's
no
topiary.
Idea.
Topiary. Remember the Tope interview, and Topiary was on, and he was talking
9,000 sins.
And he said 9,000 sins? That's what
it actually
comes
started
from.
Before that.
No,
well,
but it was a meme before he used it. It's a meme
it was
that
a meme
he used
way before he did it. But he used it, and we'd have to look it up in the memo.
So?
That's why it became.
We just used it right now. What's your point?
That's what
the favorite over 9,000
dicks. It is a meme
that
still is in use today.
Oprah said over 9,000 dicks, or dildos, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, last time we heard 9,000 in relation to. Anonymous was the television interview is what I'm saying, Vince. You want to be a hard guy tonight? Let's go for it. Come on, guy. Come on.
Yeah, let's
dance?
Do it. I'll be hard tonight. I'll be hard just for you. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Oh,
rock
I enjoy
hard.
It. I enjoy it. I'll put my sound effects on.
Oh, I know you do. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm using it right now.
Cam action lately. My bad.
Opno Pro is sleeping. This is a soundboard. You're being trolled. Big time.
This is your AI.
Yep.
Right? So, your particle swarm optimization and your...
It's not my AI, dude. It's my motherfucking...
Back propagation neural net is talking to you right now.
No,
it's not.
No, dude, it's not, dude. It's my EBT is talking, bro. It's time to cash my EBT. I need some Starburst, yo.
Hey, Opno Pro, there's Shari's television debut trailer.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go swipe my EBT, and I'll be right back. Hit me up, 347-826-7667.
Oh, we miss the EBT, yeah, that's right. I'm swiping all day. Sandwiches, chips, Snickers.
Oh, yeah. Swipe.
I put my card, he asked me for my pen, 1778, I push it in, I'm eating good, potato chips, my EBT,
what?
Man, I love to eat EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT. Man, I love my eBet, it's a day card. I'm never going hungry now. I'm swiping all day, y'all. Sandwiches, chips, a big box of Oreos, cereal, cakes. But I couldn't buy a food. Shit. I wish I could buy some weed with my EBT, but the drug dealer fronting me. I mean, who can? I mean, who cares? It's the EBT, it's not food stamps. Let's take a trip to the corner store. Walking down the ave, it's food I got a hunger for.
Hungry.
Damn, I just want some jam. Walking down the aisle, cause I'm looking for the ham. Wham, where the hell the cheese at? As a matter of fact, tell me where the beans at. I am relaxed, I'm about to pay. I love this card, eat better today. I swipe my card, he asked me for my pin, 1778, I punch him in, I'm eating good, potato chips, my EBT,
what?
Man, I love the EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT, my EBT, I just swipe my EBT. Breakfast time is eggs with the cheese melted. If I don't have my card, then I'm using someone else's. Every day I get my swipe on. I can't buy no iPhone. I can't buy no Lysol. I can't buy candy, so I get my mic a night, dog. Swipe. Yeah, that's right, y'all. Swipe. All night, y'all. I get what I like, y'all. I be eating right, dog. Bitch, hold up. Who the fuck are you? Cause you see me swiping. You asking for Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew?
She confused. This ain't even my shit. It's my sister car. She let me hold it for a while, bitch. Yeah. Swiping is my style trick. Tricks? I buy it by the pal. When I'm getting milk, I buy it by the cow. Wow. Call me Mr. EBT. I swipe my card. He asked me for my pin. 1778. I punch it in. I'm eating good. Potato chips. My EBT.
What?
Man, I love this bitch. EBT, EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT, my EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT, my EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT, my EBT. I just swipe my EBT.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low.
No.
For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang.
Really
I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Really hope so. That's right, motherfucker. VITB for life. Big ups to everybody in the chat room. 100PZ. Anon Sicko. Anonymous Zeke. Artie's World. Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Cyber War News, Ghost ZR, Goose Cream Soup. Hello, Goose Cream Soup. I hope you haven't fallen to sleep. You're sleeping in the chat room, but I hope you're not sleeping in real life. But if you are, have sweet dreams, honey. Halcyon in the building. Josh Wolf in the house. Shouts out to Josh Wolf hanging out. Mary Mad in the building. Hello, Sister Mary Mad. Oh, yeah. Official Rabbits in the house. Shouts out to Official Rabbits joining us in the chat room, as well as Op No Pro, Shag Me, and Wendigo. Good times. Don't be shy if you want to join us on the air. It's open lines. We have Op No Pro on here tonight, and with Crappy Airbags, Shag Me, and Anon Sicko. Op No Pro has been freestyling off the top of the dome and sharing the love for his comrade Commander X. And
oh, yeah.
He's here blessing us with his presence tonight. So what else is going on, Op No Pro? What else is on your mind, dude?
Just waiting to talk to X's lawyer. I'm like really happy with all the people that are finally becoming jaded and kind of jumping in finally. You know, it comes in levels. First you got to wake up, and they're starting to wake up, and then you got to start feeling rage. Just go through all the areas and all the levels, and eventually you'll do something with your life and about it. That's cool. I like what's happening right now. I think it's great. I just hope it picks up a lot more momentum and keeps going, and that people can finally see what they're fighting for and what they disagree with. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but
you
can also be active without putting yourself at exposed. There's a lot of work to be done that has zero legal exposure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. It's all part and parcel. I mean, you stop at the level you're comfortable with. I'm not saying you got to take a bullet to be real. I'm just saying that you got to wake up and start really doing things. I am not that radical when it comes down to those ways that we did it. You know, we integrated into the system. That's how we got it done. There's a lot of people that are still under, and that's it, you know. They are in a lot of really great places, a lot of great places. So there's still a lot happening that you know, with a lot of people that just integrated 30 years ago. Wonderful. But I'd love to do work and work with the people that are just want to get the operations happening and not necessarily get into illegal things. I don't do illegal stuff. I try and make sure that they walk the right line. Don't get me wrong. You know, I don't do that crap, and I'm not making it up. I'm not a hacker. I'm certainly capable and have great skills, but my talent is used every day for things. So when we did Tar Sands, Op Tar Sands, which was running under Op Green Rights, all of our work was to assist the ground efforts. So it was a lot of, you know, sending the radio feeds, doing a lot of the Twitter stuff, and setting up all the White House accounts and stuff for protest, and handling the 1,500 people that signed up to be arrested. So a lot was done. It had nothing to do with hacking computers or any of that crap. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree 100%. And I'm glad.
Yeah, I can't get arrested, but I still contribute, and people who call into the show know how I contribute, and I do work. I do my homework.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, it's another matter whether somebody's going to take my homework and do something with it. That's up to them.
I know what you're saying. I did 9 hours of research on Dr. Musso last night and this morning. I was up till 8 in the morning getting all that stuff for people that had questions about the actual assassination.
What were you researching?
The doctor that was in charge of lethal injections.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I was supplying all the data for the top chart.
Why is that important? Why do you have to know anything about that guy? He's not the problem. The system's the problem, right?
Well, sometimes...
I don't think that's fair to target a physician. I mean, he's just, you know, doing his job.
He's
trolling. He doesn't believe that.
Vince, because you have to start somewhere, and there was a lot of concern about who this guy was, and by studying somebody, you start learning about everybody, Vince, and you know that. So to consider that, why go after that guy when there's just, you know, you got to go after the system. He is the system, and if there's any capability of discovering one guy and bringing everything that can be known about that guy, then we can just take that information and start using it for a whole bunch of people that might be doing it. I'm not sitting here myself.
He's just
personally
a thread. That guy's
I'm
just a thread, and you pull on the thread, and a bunch of other shit will unravel.
Absolutely. So, you know, we look at those things. We look at the AMA, you know, being opposed to lethal injection, and they sent him letters, so it's just that kind of stuff. That's all, and you know.
That's a good point. Doesn't that go against the oath they take as a doctor to participate
The Hippocratic Oath doesn't prevent them from it, but the AMA gave the position state and took the position that no doctor will be involved for legal reasons and also for philosophical reasons. So as a group,
could you petition for him to lose... Could you petition for him to lose his certification?
For losing his license? No, because he made it. When the AMA gives a opinion, that's exactly what they're doing. So they would hope that their members abide, but you know, you don't necessarily lose your license because you're not abiding with what your association says.
Well,
says.
Is it a license or is it a board certification? So I don't have to be board certified to practice medicine, but people won't go to me if I'm not, right? The AMA just gives you a board certification, not a license.
The association, I'm not commenting on them, saying that they have a particular opinion, but the Hippocratic Oath does not prevent you from certain things, and in some cases it does. But the what he'll be, you know, what he's under radar for and under the lidar, you know, the drugs were acquired illegally that he used, and I don't really want to go over the doctor's situation.
Aren't all lethal injection drugs now acquired illegally? That's what I heard.
No.
Pretty much.
I heard they have to go to Canada for him now.
I'm sorry, but you went from all to pretty much. I'm having a hard time pegging your language. So, I'm just saying not all. Okay.
Who's fapping? Who the fuck is fapping on the phone right now? Is that you, Shagmi? Are you fapping? All right. Whoever it was stopped. Continue.
And so, you're absolutely right in that, you know, it's a thread, and that's what we're pulling on. We're just looking at his relationship with the clinics and the many other companies that he owns, and we're just looking at the whole thing. He's a fascinating character, and he happens to be in the limelight, and it's nice to have support. So you go with those places where you can get support, because that will get you the audience that you need at the moment. A lot of people are outraged with what happened, and so we take those things that outrage people, and that has momentum. There you go, Vince. You know that. You're jerking me off. You're going after my middle leg. Jeez.
I would never think to do that.
Vince, neutrinos. That's what I wanted to help you. Neutrinos.
Neutrinos, yeah. Please tell me about the neutrinos. They move faster than the speed of light. E does not equal MC squared, everybody. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what I heard you say.
Apparently they're going to use this technology. They're going to use this new technology and integrate it into the BART trains and make them faster than the speed of light. It's going to be amazing.
That's neat. That's cool. Then we can die faster than the speed of light.
Did you hear about BART? They just reported a surplus for their past fiscal year. $20 million
surplus of ammo.
BART directors were all smiles Thursday as the transit system finished the fiscal year with a $20 million surplus, which is rare in the current economic climate. So you wonder how they had all this money to fork out for all this overtime and shit, because they just had cash kicking around, dude. They could afford it.
Nothing wrong with making a profit.
BART's bean counters said in an unexpected increase in ridership and sales taxes helped boost income. Directors have decided to spend some of that money on seat replacement project that will see vinyl installed instead of the current wool seats. The money will also go towards new lighting at the Concord BART yard and towards fixing some internal computer issues. Also, a big chunk will go into penis restoration surgery for BART spokesperson Linton Johnson. A vast majority of the money was set aside for that as well. Anyways, what else do we have here? Yeah, so basically, BART had a ton of cash left over, and I have a feeling they just decided, you know what, let's just fucking pay all the cops a little overtime and put on a little dog and pony show for the cameras. What do you say?
I don't know. I hope they put a lot aside for First Amendment, you know, class action suits. We'll see. Hey, I like BART. They're good. They're controversial. And if you lived here, you'd be home by now. You know, Leaf Rack Village. Cool. Vince, they're saying that they're hearing weird audio.
What's weird audio?
I don't know. They're saying it's dropping in and out on the...
Oh, your
satellite chat room
connection, whatever your connection is, it's every once in a while you drop off. You're Patriot Gregging a little bit, but you're okay right now. I think we're fine now.
I am not even going to pay attention to that because mine's not dropping out at all today. They're talking about it in the show. They're talking about it in channel. That's all in your chat. They were saying it's dropping in and out the actual program. I was just bringing that to your attention, if not a complaint.
Oh, if you're having problems with the audio, BTR gets funky sometimes. If you reload the page, sometimes it comes back. Refresh the page. If you're having problems with audio, it happens all the time.
I believe Mary refreshed the page, and it should be working now. I don't think I'm. I'm unmuted. Everybody's unmuted. Shagmi, Opno Pro, Crappy Airbags, and a Non Sicko are all live. There's a couple of callers that have called in and do not have their hands up. If you want to join the conversation, press the number 1. If you're already called in, you press the number 1. And that alerts me that you want to join the conversation, and I'll bring you on. In the meantime, it's Shagmi, Opno Pro, Crappy Airbags, and the Non Sicko with me, Vince the Bay. We're into hour number 2, and
hey, Vince,
this is the home stretch.
Can I ask
it's all downhill from here. It's all downhill from here. What's up? Question? Yes.
You kind of moved the show to 12, but there was no like formal announcement or anything like that. You just did it. What, is there a backstory why you moved it, or because you're making my life a lot better? My interpersonal relationships, when I don't stay up till 3 a.m. East Coast time, are much fucking better than they are when I'm not. So
what's up with the move? I saw Crappy complaining. That
well, I figured. I figured more. There seems to be a large contingent of listeners that are on the East Coast. So I thought that would help accommodate folks like you a little bit more. That was sort of the intention.
He did it
so
just for you.
Yeah, that was Operation Accommodate Airbags.
Nice, nice. The old lady appreciates it.
Yeah. Hopefully she can give me a hand job or something when I meet you in real life.
As long as I'm allowed to watch, brother.
Yeah. You can film it. You can film it, dude.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't get none.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man, I'm perfectly fine doing it at 9 o'clock. It's a little bit early-ish for me, but I don't feel as tired at the end of the show anymore when I do it a little bit earlier, because yeah, I'm getting old, so even staying up till midnight's pushing it for me. So I'm good with it.
Good
and,
deal.
And it's still late enough where Shari Wong's and crappy tires are, can't make it. So it works out. It's fine. Still too late for that.
Shari's 4 hours ahead of us.
It's midnight tires time. So that's past the bedtime. So we're good.
That kid needs to get some balls if he's going to be a journalist.
Yeah.
I think he's got some balls, dude. Like he called into that conservative talk show that one day during Op Bart. I think it was like a Sunday before one of the Op Barts. He was pretty ballsy, dude. He called into that dude and basically stayed on the air for a good couple of minutes. As long, probably was on the air with the dude as long as Kristoff was.
I missed it.
Tires has balls. I don't think he handles criticism too well. I think he gets too defensive too quick. So the minute that you start, check this out, or you said this and that's not true, he immediately, what are you trying to say? I'm not as good as what I am. Or he starts taking it personally instead of just looking at it. I'm not calling you out. I'm just critiquing your work. You know what I mean? But that's because he's still a kid. He's got a lot to learn.
Yeah, he's a sensitive special kid.
I like him. Don't get me wrong, but he just kind of cut fucking bait and ran tonight after he posted the fucking.
Oh, that was bullshit. I called him out on that.
What
did
he posted the name of the judge.
No, he posted the agent.
The agent, the agent who brought the complaint against Commander X, and he actually cross-referenced it in Google to some, subpoenas against Pastebin for the BART Police Officers Association Pastebin dump. So he's like sleuthing away, and he was doing all kinds of good stuff, and then he got cold feet.
Yeah, and he took something away that I needed up. Not that I didn't have it, but I needed it because I was copy and pasting while I was doing the research, and I go, what the fuck? It's not there anymore. And I go, come on, Crappy. I know you took it off, but you didn't say anything, And that's when I started fronting him out like a motherfucker and said, you removed that, asshole. What are you doing? And I got scared, he said. I got scared. Oh, Jesus. There's nothing wrong with what he was doing.
Bull S-H-I-T.
Sorry, Charlie, relax. We got more callers. There's more callers on the line, but nobody with their hand up. If you want to join the conversation, callers, just press the number 1 on your keypad.
Yeah, you want to talk to us.
And
BTR
I'll be
happy. BTR is lagging so bad, that's why. BTR is approximately, what, 10 minutes behind?
It always is,
couple
though.
Minutes.
You just always call in with Skype.
Oh yeah, you can also call in on Skype. I forget to remind people about that. If you go to the show page while we're on the air, there's like a little Skype button at the top.
I don't know.
And if you press that Skype button, it'll connect you through Skype and blah, you're there.
Hey Vince, can I ask Halcyon a quick question?
Yeah, please go for it.
Did he try to crack that hash through standard tools or no?
What?
Say yes or no, Halcyon. You know what I'm talking about.
Halcyon's not here.
Give it about like 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, there's delay. Whatever.
Well, that's what they say they just proved about Einstein, that the radio shows are going to lag from the chat rooms. Isn't that the whole thing? I thought that was it.
No, that was a theory that was already proved. This is something completely different. This is out of CBS News. CBS News reports that from Geneva, a fundamental pillar of physics, that nothing can go faster than the speed of light, appears to be smashed by an oddball subatomic particle that has apparently made a giant end run around Albert Einstein's theories. Scientists at the world's largest physics lab said Thursday that they have clocked neutrons. How do you spell those? Say that?
Neutrinos.
Actually, it sounds like an energy bar.
It is.
Or like an Italian place that you would eat at in fucking Brooklyn or something. Yeah, I'll meet you at Neutrinos. We'll have.
Hey, these three guys from Tribeca. We'll meet them over at Neutrinos for some fucking. Some great fucking pizza.
Nah, you're gonna get their lasagna. Their lasagna is where it's at, dude.
Italians and pizza do not mix. That is an insult.
Yeah, Shagney works at Neutrinos. He's the delivery guy.
And he'll also give you a little key fob that has Backtrack's Linux distro on it bootable when he delivers your pie.
Standard. Yes.
Delivered to Lowell's.
Okay. Jackal Anon asks me, what happened to your show? Dude, I don't know. Good question. I have no answer to that. But he did. He also sent me a link. I guess there's a WePay link for the to help feed the homeless or some shit. Or who are these people? What is this? What am I doing here? What am I getting sucked into?
What company?
A lot of journalists don't get paid a whole lot, heck of a lot, to convey the truth. The media presence at Occupy Wall Street has been a bit shoddy, and most of us have been relying on citizen journalists and protesters to do their job. But we need your financial assistance to be able to do so. I don't know. The Jackal sent me this. I don't know what it's all about, but I don't know. What's up with WePay? Is that the anonymous approved... donation site? Apparently. Allegedly.
I have no fucking clue.
All right. Okay. Everybody, not at once. We're going to go one at a time. Seriously, I don't want to have to institute, fucking martial law, but you guys, not all at once, please. Let me take another call here. Area code 210, you just called in. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey.
What is this for?
This is for... What do you mean, what is this for?
Want me to tell her, Vince?
Yeah, go ahead. Grab the airbags. Please break it down.
You're on the Vince in the Bay radio show. It's also known as Triple X rated cybercrime radio. So there's pornography and cybercrime are the topics generally.
And Kate.
But sometimes we talk about embedded systems fuzzing, raising chickens, and other shit.
And have phone sex.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah,
and you need to take your shoes off right now and wear them on your head.
It's done.
Okay, and now you have to tell everyone what you're wearing.
I'll pass.
But that's part of the rules.
Yeah, wrong answer.
It's kind of like tits or get the fuck out sort of thing.
No, I'll pass.
Well, who are you and what's on your mind tonight? What do you want to – this is an open forum, open line show. We talk about anything and everything.
How did you slip into the cyber crack house known as Vince in the Bay?
Yeah.
And don't step on any needles.
On Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I think someone retweeted you guys on Twitter.
Oh, perfect.
Oh,
yeah. Shouts out to whoever did that. It's just kind of a free-form show. We cover anything and everything. Lately, my show has been sort of overtaken by a lot of anonymous, friendly folks. And so a lot of the conversation has been veered into that those topics. Like Operation BART was a huge topic on the show for a long time, partly because I kind of witnessed it firsthand living here in San Francisco. And so I got kind of caught up into that and got a lot of, you know, listeners that followed that and all the stuff that are going on. Like now it's the Occupy Wall Street is going on and there's just all kinds of shit popping off. So we've been covering a lot of those general topics, but it veers off in all sorts of directions. We were just getting into these new, neutrinos that defied Einstein's theories. That's been a major topic. No Pro is our resident new old fag, along with Crappy Airbags. So they provide running commentary on pretty much anything and everything. And I can pretty much bullshit about anything and everything. I don't have to, we can branch off into any topic. So I don't know what's on your mind. What do you want to talk about?
I don't really know. I have so much in my mind. Let's talk about Wall Street and the occupation over there, the protests. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Are you a supporter of these folks? Have you been down there?
Or
what? Yeah.
I'm a big supporter, but I mean, I can't be down there because fuck. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that.
You can say that. That's fine. There's nothing you can't say. It's the internet.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Late night. It's fine. And by the way, do you mind? What's your name or what name would you like to go by on the air?
Div. D-I-V.
D-I-V. All right, Div. Right on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm a big supporter of what's going on. I can't be over there because I'm broke and I have other obligations to do. But I'm a big supporter of what's going on. I really wish I could be over there. I do, however, I did buy window chalk for your car, and I scribbled Occupy Wall Street and all this other nonsense on like one of my windows, and I put on the back of my car "Honk Against Corporate Greed," and I got a couple of honks the other day. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to support as much as I can, see if I can pass that stuff at my university, but. I don't know, it's kind of tough because no one really knows what the fuck I'm talking about half the time, but whatever.
Well, sometimes folks have to be exposed to a message over and over and over again before they really grab a hold of it. I know I worked for a big activist organization that did a lot of research into it, into, you know, public relations and marketing studies and all this, and they said that the average number of times that the average consumer needs to be exposed to a brand or whatever, a slogan, is 21 times before they really sort of take notice to it. So you've got to be slammed with something 21 times before you start going, okay, what the fuck is this Operation Wall Street thing? All right, I've been slammed with it 21 times now. It has to mean something. I don't get it. So what? Yeah. So whatever. So you go out and you give out. You flyer 21 times, and you might crack somebody's fucking shell, get them exposed. Whatever message you want. And you know what else helps? Boobs. Hmm. It sounds like you might have some boobs. So it's good to incorporate that as well. I noticed the protesters the other day started going topless. And I think that was kind of the game changer. Because you notice right after they went topless, like the next day, which was today, shit was just popping up. Suddenly everybody's like energized. You know, they're teaming up with other organizations left and right. And people are like, dude, there's boobs involved? Are you kidding me? Like, everybody's on board now. They're gaining momentum now. It's all because of boobs. And I said it from the beginning. When they started off, what was it, a week ago? It's like, where are the naked people? Seriously. They finally facilitated that. I'm glad to see that. And now you're going to see things kind of snowball.
Mary wants to know if you're legal, if you're over 18, before we start asking you for boobs.
I am over 18.
Okay, well, then you can show us your boobs.
What's on your guys' mind?
Your boobs?
What's on my mind? Well, NYC.gov was down for about approximately, what, 0.0045 seconds?
What, the amount of time it took for you to refresh the page? That doesn't count as a tango down, bro.
It still counts.
No.
Just because you had a dropout in your Wi-Fi connection that you're stealing from your neighbors doesn't mean there's a tango down, bro. Okay?
That's right. Dude,
pictures don't lie.
Man, that's a mango clam.
I don't care if it was for like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a second. It still counts.
I love it when people just totally troll people. I say, oh, dude, fruitbowluniverse.com tango down. People are like, oh, shit, dude. They just tango down sites that just never existed to begin with.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's a badass hacker, man. He took down, ape shit jungle bunnies 54895000.com. Holy shit. How does he do it?
Mango clown.
Yeah. No, but serious shit. One of the DNSs I heard broke, which is.
Somebody step on
tragedy it? Tragedy on their part. That would be funny.
Cool story, bro. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We got, Jesus Christ, about over 35 minutes left of this nonsense. So feel free to join us. I got Shagme, Obno Pro, Crappy Airbags, Anon Sicko, and Div in the building now. We finally have a sexy fox with us in the building. Div. Div, do you have a Twitter, you said, or do you want to disclose that, or what's up?
I do have a Twitter, but I have like no followers. Well, I have like.
Oh, we can take care of that.
Yeah, we can take care of that.
We have followers.
Not a problem.
Let's have it. We'll take care of you.
Whose Twitter did you find the show off of?
I don't remember.
What is it? It's like a fish. She's going to swim away if you keep it up. Don't make her swim away. Let her swim around for a while here.
Someone retweeted it, so I was like, hey, I like a phone number. I think I'll call it. And
Are we going to prank?
Well, are we going to prank call us? I didn't get a Twitter.
My Twitter?
My Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Anon, like anonymous, A-N-O-N. SYNDIV, Syndiv.
Oh, I know.
Oh, whoa! Oh, that's you? No way! Whoa! Whoa!
I'm already following you.
I don't know. Go look.
All right, it's Syndiv.
Vagina.
Yes.
Synergy divided.
No.
I'm from your
mom's vagina.
Oh.
Ow! Oh,
my gosh.
That would make you my sister. That's cool. I call everybody.
You're my sister.
We're all cosmic synthetic divinity. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Your that's mom's cool. Vagina trolling to the beat. Oh, yeah. I like that. Synthetic divinity.
Thank you.
Sounds like a Depeche Mode song.
What the fuck's going on?
All right, Halcyon gave me an actual valid SHA-1 hash with salt to crack. Thanks. Can't do it if it's not valid, bro. All
right, folks, you want to help get synthetic divinity.
Yeah, because I'm not trying hard enough.
Shut up, guys. I'm trying to get synthetic divinity some followers here. She's following 47 people, and she's got only got 44 or 22 followers. Let's try to get her up to 50 followers.
She got a big one.
I just followed her. Let's try to get her over 50 before the end of the show.
Okay, here comes
by the end of the show. I want to see her with more followers than people following her. Come on.
Somebody paste her Twitter then. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Shagmy.
I did it. Here we go.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, let's urge people to give Anon Sin Div. That's what the Twitter handle is. Anon Sin Div. Try to get her over 50. Let's go over 9,000. Let's get her over 9,000 followers by the end of the show. By the end of the show, I want her to have over 9,000 followers. Come on, folks, we can do this. Let's urge everybody on the internet.
Right.
Reach out on Twitter. Let's make this a campaign.
Ready.
Let's prove to the Twitter gods we can do this. Over 9,000
following
the end of the show.
Omar Santos as well.
There's no way that could be right.
Comes the low.
We can do it. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Si se puede.
Omar Santos
si
as well.
Si se puede. Come on, everybody. Join me now. Let's try to get her Twitter retweet and tweet. Don't put my name. No, don't put my name in this. I don't need more followers. God damn it. I'm trying to reduce my online presence. Please. We're trying to help out our good friend, our new friend tonight, Synthetic Divinity. All right. She's already up to 30 followers. We need 20 more followers. Yeah. Come on.
Hey.
20 more. We can do this.
She's got the boat. Follow the boat.
Have to do this, but thank you.
Follow the Lowe's boat.
That's right, dude.
Follow the Lowe's.
I just hit her on the Lowe's boat. She's got the boat already.
Come on, everybody. Let's do this. They're fired up. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Fire it up.
Take another call.
We need to get some new sound effects.
Okay, Follow Friday from all of the newsletters.
I've got great sound effects I can show you in the green room, Shagmy.
You mad?
No, I'm not mad.
Oh, my God.
7826-7667. Here's a caller from area code 937. What's up, caller? Who are you and what's on your mind?
Finally, this is Goose Cream Soup.
My goodness.
Ow!
Hey, Goose. How you doing, baby?
Wasn't kidding. He said she...
What's going on, Goose?
What?
I said, what's going on, honey? What's on your mind?
Nothing.
We have Div with us right now. We're trying to get her to have 50 followers on Twitter before the end of the show. Did you tweet or retweet anything?
Yep, here it comes.
But I did follow her.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect. Everybody on the line has followed her by now, right?
Yeah, of course.
I've got the news. I've got your Anna News is following and. Let's see.
She's got her own pace bin now, Vince. She's got her own pace bin.
Cool.
Jackal hit her with all. He posted it with all of his socks.
I said you're my sister. That'll bring some.
following Omar Santos as well. Isn't that weird?
Oh, my fucking God.
Omar Santos is following me now, too, bro. I was going to say that during the course of the show. Did you tell him to follow me? What's going on? Is he on my tail now, too? What's going on, dude?
Here's my theory. I think Omar is on our side now. I'm not sure.
Oh, my fucking God.
He's still Parallax 9. Yay, Parallax 9, you fuck. I saw what you did. And Jester,
oh, that
you weren't real, weren't real helpful with Commander X. Fuck you, Parallax. Eat my shorts, you dick.
He's not in the chat room, is he?
Who the fuck knows? I'm not going to front him out.
Who?
Asshole. Cyberbully, Parallax. Shout out to Cyberbully. Parallax 9.
More like Lex.
I sent you a Twitter on how that whole thing played out, on how they got X. All you do is a real simple Twitter analysis, and anybody that tweets before he got busted is kind of stupid. That was dumb. Four people. Crazy. Rev Magdalene, you hear?
I want Rev Magdalene to call into my show one of these times. She talks mad shit on her Twitter. I'd love her to talk mad shit on my show.
I want that person on the show.
And to be honest, I agree with her. I would say not half the time, but maybe I don't know, a third of the time. I kind of agree with her analysis, even though she's a notorious hater, a notorious troll. She's this hater that's always going to hate. But you know, every once in a while, she's right, I think. But overall, I can't believe how much she just hates on the sideline. It's like at one point I was like, dude, honey, why don't you just fucking lead, follow, or get out of the way, bitch.
By the way, we only need 10 more followers and she'll have 50.
Here, this one will put her over. Here we go. She thinks crappy. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Yes, she's at 42 followers already. She's already just eight away from being from eclipsing our goal of 50 followers by the end of the show.
Now let's send her to Op Wall Street because she really wants to be there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We got to get you a what do they call that account? The
WePay.
WePay account. Yeah, we got to get your WePay account up and running now.
What for what?
So we can send you. So we can
send
you
to
Operation Wall Street. Isn't that where you want to go?
No. I can't. Either way, if I was broke or not, other obligations to do. Thank you. I mean, either way, I don't think I would be able to.
Well, you know what we'll do instead? We'll donate to. We'll donate it for a full pictorial for you to do a sexy fox pictorial. We'll donate it to hire a photographer with professional lighting, a professional studio. And have you do a pictorial for Sexy Fox.
This one's going to put you over. There you go.
I'll do it.
He thinks Crappy Tires is a dickhead. That'll put you over.
That's right.
You get a bushful now.
Making dreams come true.
Coming
hey,
in
man.
Right
he's
now.
He's young. You can't be too hard on him, bro.
Oh,
favorite.
I did tell him to get some nads, though.
Yeah, you drink on it. Okay. Give me tweet shags.
Hey, can somebody paste Omar's tweeter in the twit?
You misspelled Crappy Tires, bro. You gotta respell it.
Did I?
Yeah. Two P's in Crappy.
Melissa Hopkins.
It's okay.
What about Melissa Hopkins? What are you talking about? Is she here? What the hell is going on? Are you kidding me? No, she's not here. Where'd that come from?
Even the people that know Crappy are gonna know that that's the guy that's a dickhead, so they'll get it.
Don't scare me like that.
So many people used to think I was Crappy, and Vince introduces me as Crappy Tires probably 50% of the time. It's fucking awesome.
Yep, Crappy Airbags. Just like Punk Curmudgeon, I keep calling Pink Curmudgeon. Whatever, it don't matter. We got Jackal Anon with us now. Let's bring on Jackal Anon. What's up, Jackal?
I'm calling to let everybody know that I'm quitting Twitter if she does not get 10 more followers.
Jackal?
Don't rage quit.
Very. Yep.
Don't rage quit, bro.
I'm just so mad.
Op No Pro on Jackal.
Absolutely.
She's got 44. She's got 44 now, is by my count. So we need six more.
Do it.
I need six more followers.
Jackal, I heard you had a wild night. You were up till 5 in the morning with me. What were we doing?
We were cuddling.
I know. We have pictures for sex call.
Yeah, we can post it. I own the account.
Yeah, double dick. That's what it is. He doesn't run it. He just runs the place.
Yeah. No, me and Emmy does.
I love you.
Okay. Then separate the guys.
Actually, Vince was going to say something about that. Has he not said that yet?
He did. He said it yesterday, and we voted on it today, and it passed. We had a general
assembly. What did I say?
Separate Sexy Fox.
Oh, I suggested, yes, to have a special penis edition of Sexy Fox separate from the booby edition.
What does Divinity think, so she doesn't follow Sexy Fox? I've already checked.
This is her first day.
This isn't her first day on the internet.
This is her first day.
I think she does, actually, follow Sexy Fox.
Yeah. Virgin on the internet. The only person that is not...
She follows Sexy Fox. Today.
Right now, I have her following Pornhub. I have you signed up for like 8 places. They're all going to be getting your Twitter account. Let me see. This one's going to go out. You don't mind if I say you're a lesbian, because that'll get you 4,000 real quick.
That makes me want to follow her twice if that's the case.
Well, hell yeah.
I'm going to create another account just to follow her again.
I already hit her up for spam and turned her into Twitter, so you got about 10 more minutes.
Come on, man. She's got 44. What the fuck?
Why is Lulzak following her? Is she part of Lulzak?
No, Lulz Boat's following her.
Lulzak. They're following her now.
Well, that's because my
first day on the internet. What a great day to be Lulzak.
Yeah, hey, you're going to have guys knocking at your door in about 10 minutes. So welcome to the radio show. Wow.
Oh, Sabu's following you.
Hand beneath your head.
Oh, is Sabu awake? Here, let me get Commander X to follow you. Hold on, you're in for a treat. Okay. I'm going to say that you give free meals to the homeless. Watch this.
No, that's false advertisement. Stop that.
Okay, you're going to do Sexy Fox.
I can't find Omar Santos anywhere, and I want to follow him before he follows me.
Oh, he's fine. I can send you Omar Santos. It's reverse. It's his name
Santos
reverse.
Right there.
There it is. It's Santos. There. It's in the chat.
Got it.
We're never
following everyone now.
Yeah, let me get...
Shouts out to Omar Santos. Following me now on Twitter, I appreciate it. Appreciate the love. You should all return the love to him. He's Santos Omar. Santos Omar at Twitter.
Yep.
The people who recently followed...
Well, I'm not even following him. What am I doing? I got to follow that guy. Jesus Christ.
Follow him right now. I'm going to start telling him to come to the show, Vince.
Omar Santos.
He's got to be listening right now.
I think he might have passed out by now. I think it's past his bedtime. He hasn't tweeted in a couple hours.
Oh, he's following people.
He is a sexy bastard, too, isn't he?
Good-looking man. Good-looking man. Yes, very handsome man.
Although his eyes are going to pop out of his fucking skull in his profile picture.
Let's get the people that you want. Here they come.
My door getting kicked in.
Yes, trust me, you won't have any problem in about 1 minute. Here we go.
No problem. Like you said before, if you're not ready to get arrested, then don't do anything.
I said, well, that's okay. That's part of the way to go about it. Really, if you think you're not going to get arrested, stop now.
No. Trust me. I know what's happening. I wake up every morning, wondering if I'm going to be corralled by the police or something like that, or it's just going to be me in my bed.
I just sent them my pictures and said, let's get it over with. Come on.
If the van comes, it's a defamation of character lawsuit by Omar, bro.
I don't.
Hey, maybe it'll be him that'll take me in.
Okay, now we'll get you doxed. This will dox you. Okay. Here, we're doing shout outs to the FBI and the White House and Sabu docs for you. There you go. That'll get you some interesting people. There you go. You
know. Yeah, I wish I got paid for being at the computer all day.
Hey, me too.
Oh, I do. It's really not that fucking fun.
Let's I just wish I got paid.
All right,
after
we need one more follower.
25 years, it's not that much fun, guys.
We need one more follower.
Oh, I didn't say it was going to be
fun. I can't
believe
that. Is that real? Hold on, let me find it.
I see 50 followers right now. I think we got it. I think we got 50 followers.
Hold on, it looks like X wasn't arrested.
Antisocial Anon, we'll put it over the top. Thank you, Antisocial Anon. I'm going to read off all the people that are now following our good friend Synthetic Divinity. Antisocial Anon was the answer to the trivia question, the one follower that put us over the top. We can stick, but don't stop now. It doesn't have to stop at 50. We can keep going. Boom! She's already eclipsed her people she's following. So now she's like on track. She's got. You know, she's got shit going. Now you got to go on Synthetic Divinity and give shout outs to all these people. But I'm gonna say their names right now for you. There's also this guy Toddy Naho or something or other. Pizenhu is his name on Twitter. Whatever. he's now following you. Devajit Vangahala, Halcyon 79. Shouts out to Halcyon in the building. Hi underscore five. Is following you now. Feed Oakland in the building. Shouts out to Feed Oakland. I hope Feed Oakland was able to get their. They periodically have a food drive, and I know they were getting dangerously close.
They were
right?
trying to hit $1,500 a month or $1,500 for the month, and they did.
They
right
did?
At the
oh,
last
good.
Moment.
Yeah.
Good times. So there you go. Feed Oakland in the building. Spirefly also. Shouts out to Spirefly for adding. Synthetic Divinity to your followers or people you're following. Ricardo Druffy, also Brown Bears, spelled Brounbearz. Brown Bears. Also Ivan Meza, who goes by Ivan Mezak with a K. Cherry Bomb in the building, Cherry Bomb 88. Also, Stephen Laskowski goes by Delusions. Also, 100PZ, which is Loops, I guess, or Loop. Is that what you go by? In my chat room is 100PZ. Is that what you go by, Loops? This whole time I've been calling you fucking 100PZ and you're Loops? Fucking A. Fuck me. All right, Loops in the building. Mary Mad coming through early on with a follow. Also Crash Darnich. G Perez 856225. That's Gloria. Also Anti underscore Secret. Key Think Tank. Legion Unknown, which is West Coast Anonymous. Somebody I'm already following. Shouts out to you. Animal Farm. And that's where the list ends for me. But whatever. You folks, thank you for helping push Synthetic Divinity over the top. We met our goal here tonight and couldn't have done it without all of your support. And
wow, 97. Oh no, that's her tweets. 58.
She's already at 58 though. Wow, we blasted through 50. We're all the way up to 58. Wow.
Yeah, more people should come on your show just to get followers.
Well, we should have follow night. Let's have follow Friday.
That
Thanks, guys.
Follow friends.
You didn't really have to, but thank you.
We had to.
Oh, that's okay. You haven't seen the ones that come say hi in person.
We had to prove we could do it. Are you kidding me?
Now you better be a good Twitter, or this is going to be bad news for all of us that told everybody
to follow.
And make
sure you... Like, wash your hair and have extra food ready when they get there. Cause
and show lots of boobs.
That's coming. Yeah.
Actually, the Sexy Fox account made a bold statement for you. I don't know if you've read it yet.
What was it?
I'm sorry. It says that if you get 50 more followers, you're going to become a Sexy Fox.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wow.
All right, folks, you heard it right now, so that means 50 more. So if we can get her to get 100 followers, but before the end of the night, if we can get 100 up to her up to 100 followers, we're going to get some Sexy Fox action. Come on, folks, let's do it.
We can do that. We can do that. I got to launch my one account.
I've already Twitter bombed her with all my accounts, so.
Yeah.
She's up to 60 now. She's up to 60.
You can put her over in a second.
Dude, that was what, 15 minutes? She went from like 20 to 60. That's 40 followers in like 15 minutes. We could do another 40 followers in the next 15 minutes and get her up to 100.
Yep. Yeah, we can do that.
At that rate, we can do it right before the end of the show.
Jackal, are you watching Kalista's account? What the fuck?
I don't know what's up with him.
Okay.
Slash.
He just said that talk to X and the whole world's been trolled. That's what he said, but I'm waiting for him to confirm it. That'd be great.
Oh, really? The whole world?
Well, we're going to find out.
It wouldn't be the first time the whole world has been trolled.
You can't make up a document that's, unless they injected that, but...
I've seen some good fake documents, man.
So have I. Hey, the FBI psychological profiles. Thank you. Shout out to Opno Prozac. What a dog.
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
They were funny. That little chihuahua. We gotta get that guy.
Is Goose still on the line?
I don't know.
No. No, Goose Cream Soup is no longer with us. I think
she got hurt because we didn't get her followers.
She rage quit.
Why are they? Well, we didn't say anything.
Oh, you said everything.
Fuck. I did not. I still have three of my kids.
Just three of them, though. He doesn't have all of them.
I had to do my kids, but they're not here. Thank God.
Adopt me.
What?
Your son.
You want to be my son?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Seven minutes ago, Kalista said, woo, Commander X is okay. Some retard decided to start some kind of rumor. I just talked to him a minute ago. What a troll that was.
I'm not getting any verification on that. No, I'm not so sure that someone didn't whack his account. He's not answering. Nope. I will be amazed if that's true. Absolutely amazed. Not that I want X, whacked, but that paperwork was real. Those hearings took place. Sorry.
I tend to agree.
Well,
however, unfortunate it may be.
That's right. That paperwork.
I think it was on the FBI's webpage.
The what?
I think it was on the FBI's webpage.
I saw the thing on the FBI website. The only thing that was mentioned was recruitment. Something about Commander X. So
I have the actual paperwork on X. It's literally from the appropriate parties. We'll see. I mean, I hope to hell that we've been trolled. I absolutely hope.
Yeah, this will be the troll of the year.
And we'll know in about 5 minutes. I mean, I'll try and patch Jay in. He's at home and he'll tell us because he'll be the first one. But Jay has not made a comment, and that's his counsel. So he has not said a word since this morning. even about his other clients. So we'll see. No, no word. Not even not
well,
one.
Well, Synthetic clip. Divinity is known for her trolling. It says on her profile. What do you think about this?
About the
Command Rex. Yeah.
I don't know what to say on
the whole world is listening right now, by the way.
I know. I really don't know what to think. I mean,
if you don't know, then don't.
What?
Don't comment if you don't know him. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a special.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Case.
Yeah, just say you're not familiar.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, almost.
Okay.
Look, there's not another person in this line. Let me see. Maybe one. Has ever really met him or anything.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I've never met the guy.
But,
I don't have anything to say. So.
That's cool. Let's see if you're following him.
I was.
I mean, what amazes me is I've never met anyone safer in my life in the last 15 years. No. I mean, I just know how he does it, and I can't believe it's been breached through any kind of method other than somebody turning him in. And only three people know who he is or where he is. So I don't think so. We'll see. I'm
he
just
does interviews, though, right?
Well, here's
what?
The thing. I just
he does interviews though sometimes, right? Could have
he
it been?
Does.
Could have it been a?
No, because we were worried about that on the CBS interview. Did an interview for Op Orlando. Did another. I put both of the interviews up on Twitter tonight. You saw those posts that I did. No, because we were worried that he was going to be arrested that night, you know, 5 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The paperwork, unfortunately, if it's a troll, it's interesting because there was a lot of accuracy to some of the stuff. So,
here's the thing. Looking at the FBI website, it doesn't mention anything about anyone besides Recursive. I've been posting a link, and I've been trying to tell you guys.
Do you understand that X, the FBI was not the arresting party on X? Do you understand that?
But it was a Secret Service?
The U.S. Treasury. X took a hit for some major shit. So U.S. Treasury and DHS, international, not our regular DHS. No, Treasury hit.
Was that because of
and
MasterCard?
They report
or
differently. I don't know. See, originally nobody was saying anything when supposedly X was picked up. You know, they didn't say X originally. They said a name that none of you have ever heard, including myself. I can't speak to the name that they've got. No fucking clue.
No one has any clue.
I'm saying the name that they've got, you know? No, I don't know. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about what is right on there. And if they say they picked them up in Frisco, all the power to them. They got the wrong homeless guy. That'll be cool. So we'll see. But, you know, did X do things for the San Jose, the right to be able to sleep where you want on the Homeless Act? Sure, he did that. I mean, they got some right things, so we'll see. The jury's out. They're with Troy Davis. You know. We're going to know in the morning. You'll know in the morning for sure. Like in about 6 more hours, 8 more hours. You will know for certain what went on.
Yeah, well, my dog gets kicked in.
Well,
no.
In this indictment, the guy is labeled Commander X in this indictment for all, so.
Yeah, but that could be the troll part. Trust me. Jester could do it. Parallax9 could do it. Several people could have written that document. Now, as to it being the right name, the right location, hell, no. So we're going to see. But
let's hope that Kelsey's right.
I'm hoping it's absolutely a troll. What shocks me is what is accurate. Because
that paperwork is definitely modified a little bit. I had some other paperwork I was looking at before. I don't know where I saved it to.
CNET had the major article. And also the security site had.
Shag me.
Ask
Omar and ask him what he thinks.
It's in my Twitter feed. All the documents are in my Twitter feed, okay? I put all three of the documents there.
And what's up? This one has a high orbit ion cannon. Is there two models? Is there a low orbit and a high orbit? How does that work?
Yes, there's two models.
Well, one's high and then the other one's low.
Higher than the low. Yeah, that's
and I have the medium one.
Yeah, and then
it's kind of like fucking Starbucks. You know, you get the lot, you get the fucking the grande. Oh, let's see, what cannon are we going to hit him with today? Let's use the Vente. Let's use the Vente.
We have one for the homeless. There's a cannon for the
it's
called the homeless
the water
ion
cup.
Cannon.
They get the water cup, the free complimentary water cup.
That's at the sperm center, Vince. That's that we use that for other things. That's fucked up.
Vince, I don't think you'll ever get control of your show back, by the way.
Never. I don't think I've ever had control of my show. Do you remember a time when I did? I don't.
Your control base is ours.
I get hijacked by a different group
not
of listeners.
Not right
and
now.
I just kind of go with the flow. That's just how it works.
And then the fucking 4chan with Ghost, right? I saw that shit.
Oh, dude,
down.
I'd much rather have this than the way, he basically
Wait, you
has,
don't like 4chan?
He is B incarnate. This goddamn
Jennifer, come on. You're 3 years old. You shouldn't even be up right now. It's 11:56 and you want to play my first protest now? Come on.
Yeah, and we got to shut this thing down anyway. So
first protest.
Oh god. All right. Shag me. Anything you want to say before we go away?
Yeah, please don't break in my door.
No problem. Op no pro, final thought.
Hey, I hope it's a troll. I hope it's a troll job.
All right. And, I hope it's a troll too. Crappy airbags. Anything you'd like to say?
I hope it's a troll, but the Magic 8 Ball says all signs point to no.
I hear you, man. Anon Sicko, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
No.
Perfect. Div, a.k.a. Oh, geez, I already forgot what your...
Synthetic Divinity.
Synthetic Divinity. Sorry, thank you. Synthetic Divinity, anything you'd like to say before we
leave? No, not at all.
You're not even going to say thank you for all the goddamn followers we just gave you tonight?
Well, I did say thank you like 10 times, and I'll thank you again.
You got 62 followers now. You got more followers than the people you're following. We achieved our goal.
I thanked you already.
And you have nothing to say?
You. I said thank you before. Don't make me feel bad. Good night.
That's right. I just get excited sometimes.
Thank you, though. I really do appreciate that.
I just want the best for you, that's all. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And call back anytime.
Thanks.
All right. And Jacqueline, on final words before we bow out of here.
I'm just very happy about my newest followee, the Synthetic Divinity. And I guess that's it.
Sweet. Looks like your cabin crew has fucking hijacked my chat room with their scroll-a-thon already.
Yeah, you better expect the cabin crew.
Yeah, of course. As always, I expect you all, hopefully I will expect you very, very soon. I will make my best efforts to return tomorrow with another edition of Free Ball Friday. But until then... I'm going to sign off and thank you all for tuning in. Shouts out to Sugar, Loops, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Ow Anon, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Cyber War News, Ghost ZR, Halcyum, Josh Wolf, Icon _ Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Official Rabbits, Op No Pro, Raymond Yale, Wendigo, and Yornon News. Thank you for holding me down in the chat room. That's it. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll talk to you again very soon, hopefully tomorrow for Free Ball Friday. Until then, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, yo.
Like bongs, that's B-O-N-G. You put the pot here, light it, the smoke travels down here, collects, and then you get a concentrated volume of smoke by sucking in like this. And I think the label is instructive. Bong, the only thing wasted is you.
Thank you very much.